For the shish connected shisha batiyavis. That's the korban eda. Connected shisha batiyavis. Hakahanim shetiknu lehem chachomin. Shiyakol mishmer cholak leshisha batiyavis. And every mishmer, it was divided in six different batiyavis. Connected shishi meyashvuam. As the kahanim would divide it up equally, that every day of the week, different kahanim came to do the avoda. Shiyavet kol echad biyoymai. That everybody knew which day of the week they had to come to do the avodah. Over Shabbos, when it came Shabbos, kulam shoven. Everybody used to come together. Shiyei shalom b'neim. This is the way they did it. There should be peace. There shouldn't be a machlokes. Who's going to do the avodah today? Who will do it tomorrow? They had a system set up. Everybody knew which day they were supposed to come. Yeah. Why? What were the machlokes? Sha'oirois shel behemas hanikachos min ha'shofreis ho'yulakanim. Because we said the money put in the shofaris for the ndovis went for korban olah. For the Kayis HaMizbeach. Whenever the Mizbeach was empty, the Kohanim used to take the money and buy a Korban Oil and bring a Korban Oil. Now the loch of a Korban Oil is the meat goes on the Mizbeach, but the skin of the Korban goes to the Kohanim. So the Kohanim used to get skin. So it would be a big fight amongst the Kohanim which day she would use up the money for the Shepharis. They said there would only been one big box. We're afraid that on the first day, those Kohanim will use up all the money. The Mamash said, today, no kabonis, we're going to bring 100 eilus today, and we'll go home with 100 skins. And it comes tomorrow, the next kohanim to take over, there'll be no more money left. So today, there shouldn't be a machlekes, the badafka made up, there'll be six different shefaras there, six different boxes, and every day of the week, each batayav had a right to use from one shefar. So the money was divided out equally. So today, Sunday, these kohanim used it, and they could only spend enough money as if in that shefar. Came the Yom Sheni, the next box was used. Yom Shlishi, that's why they had six different boxes. Today the Kohanim shouldn't have any fights, which day they're going to use the money to buy the Korban Olah, that the Kohanim will get the Oris. They take home the skin. That's the Chizkiyus Pshat. Bar Ptiya Omar Kinegad Shesh Behemus. Because there are six different types of animals that could be bought for Kabonis. So therefore, Stam, each box had a different name on it. The money was used to buy a different animal. A par, you can bring a par, a bigger animal. The eagle, a calf, a young one. The seer, as you can buy from a seer, is a seer and an isle. A seer is a young lamb, and an isle is an older lamb. An isle is an older goat. Gidi is a young goat. Otele is an older lamb. So kids, so these are the six different animals you can have. A porus you can have, goats, and lambs, older and younger. So for the six different types of animals that could be brought for the kabbonis, they had a special shofar for each one. And whenever they had a bride, that type of an animal, they took the money out to use it. Now all these animals could be brought for korban oila. So whenever they brought an oila from this, from that animal, they took the money out of that shofar. Shmuel Amar Kineged Shisha Kabbonis. Shmuel says, no, not Kineged the animals, but Kineged the six different types of kabbonis that could be brought. And he says that kine zovim and kine zovis, that really goes together. These are the birds that are brought for zovim and zovis, they're the same thing. He says, v'chad nisnu, v'shein zav echru, it's one korban for zav. Kine yoldus, that's the second type. Chatoyus v'yashom, if somebody has the chid to bring a korban chatis, somebody has the chid to bring a korban oshem, ha'manochish, you can bring a mincha, v'yasiru sefer. The yasiru sefer, the kohen gadol brought every single day, that has a special shefet for it. So for these six different types of kabbonis that were brought, they had six different shofaris. Yeah. And avada, what does it mean? It doesn't mean the money that was set aside for these kabbonis. It means the leftover money, it means. That is, the moisture, the leftover money from these kabbonis, always went to the nedava. We always had the omesechta. So if an isha that was a zava set aside money to buy the two eifers, and she only used up half the money, what does she do with the leftover money? She puts it into the shofar called Nedava, that they use that money to buy a korban olah. So it means that six different shofaris form for the six different type of kabbonis, that the leftover money for that korban went into that shofar, that they brought korban olahs from it. But that's pshita. From the Nedavas here, they only brought the korban olah that they used on the Mizbech when it was empty. But where did the money come from? From six different type of kabbonis, the leftover money for that korban, what did you do with the leftover money? You put it into the shofar nedava, which had on it, either this is shofar chatoyis, shofar hashomois, shofar hamanochis. Somebody was not menadah to bring in the nedava, he set aside $100, and then he only used $50, so the extra $50 he puts in for the korban oila, for the nedava. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, I says another svara. Ayidei shanadavis meruba, ribulem shefaris. Poshut gered. Since there was so much money there, if you put all the money in one big box, the money would get a little stale. Something would happen to the money. It would be misapish. And you need air to keep the money, the goof of the coins, well. So therefore, they used to have six different boxes. Today, there should be enough space to keep the money. You shouldn't have the money all stacked together in one box. It will become misapish, the coin itself. We will be sure for Sarbi. See if the Pasuk says, when they got finished bringing the money, they brought the money in front of Yoyada. Is Rab Shimon bar Nachman, b'shem Rab Yonis in Omar, shtein nedovois osa. This Melech Yoyada had two different boxes where he put the money for the nedovois. There were two boxes there. Shtein nedovois means two different tavis where to keep the money. Shtein nedovois osa. Tonei deveri Rab Yishmoel, nedova achas. No, Yoyada Melech only made one pushka, one box where to put the money. Nedova achas. The Pasuk says, Vayemer HaMelech, Vayasu Oren Echod. He made only one Oren, one box. Vayitnayel Ba'echo Beis Hashem. Vayikov Chur Bedalosai. And he made a Chur, a hole in the delos of it. So Kitz is only one Oren, only one box did he make. For the Gemara Kasha, Ay Vahod Yechsev, Vayemer HaMelech, Vayasu Oren Echod, Vayitnayel Beshar Beis Hashem Chutza. So Chur, it says here, he made a box to put the money. And where did he put the box to collect the money? Chutz, outside. So here it's mashed with two different boxes. Because the first post it says, Vayitaneyu Behechel, Beis Hashem. Where did they put the box to collect the money? In the Hechel, inside the Beis Hashem. And here it says they put the box to collect the money outside Chutz. So here it's arrived with two different boxes. So it's a kasher kontor of Rabbi Shmuel that says he only made one box. Of the Gemara, Oron Echad, true, was only one box. Vayitaneyu Beshar Beis Hashem Chutz. No, this part of the kashia. The ma'amara amarav chuna mifneihat tameim, because of the people that were tamei. So the pshat is really was only one box, and they moved it from place to place. First, they left it inside the base of Migdish. So the people that were Torah used to go inside and put the money there. What about the people of tameim that could not go inside the base of Migdish? So later they would take the box outside to leave it hachutza so the people could use it there. But really, it was the same box, because they took it outside for the people that were tamei. Like he said, there's only one box. First he put it inside. Then the king said, no, put it outside. They could come into Machna Levia, just not into Machna Kuna. So he said, put the pushker outside, so they could put the money there also. So well, there was no stira. It was attack only one box, but it was inside sometimes, sometimes outside. Rabbi Chanina, Chizda b'shem Rabbi Yosef, Ach lo yeyose, Beis Hashem, Sefois Kesef Mezamris. So there's another pasuk in Melachim that says, what's time he made money there and he had pushkas where to keep the money. Or he says, what Hashem claimed, Kumar says, Hashem, Al Kofak Loimar, Tishtain the Dov Soyuf. On this Pasuk, it's a Raya that there were two Pushkas there. The Melachim Siv, Ach Lo Yeyosa Beis Hashem Sveis Mizmoris, Min HaKesav Amuba Beis Hashem. The Riyom Siv, Chloisam, Esher HaKesav Yaseh Klisharis. Levaz Tishtain the Dov Soyuf, Min HaKesav Amuba Beis Hashem, Aynum on the Dov HaKesuva Bimlochim, Loinaso Klisharis. Right. Kids say it's bringing riots from Sukkim that they did different things with the money. So it's a riot with two different shefaris. So it's a riot to the first man, the Yama, that there's Shimon Rab Nachman that says there were two shefaris there. Hadrin Alecha, Perik Yud Gimel Shefaris. So at the Mishnah. Moyoi shenimtsou bein hashkolon l'nedova. What's going to be you find the money that's between the shkolim and the nedova? There was the Mishnah before said that there were 13 different shefaris. So what's going to be if you find money in between one box and another box? In between the box that you put the shkolim, the taklin charatin, this year's machzah shekel, in between this shofar and the next shofar, you found money in between. What's going to be the halacha? So it says you found it between the shkolim and the nedova. Now the Gemara is going to ask the question, the chura, the nedovis, were the last ones mentioned. The Mishnah mentioned after the shkolim were taklin charatin, taklin atikin, then kinin. The Gemara, the Mishnah, like next Mishnah should have said, what's going to be to find the money in between the Taklin Atikin and the Shofar for Kinim? How come the Mishnah says you found the money in between the Shefa for the Shkolim and for the Nadavis? Lekura, they're very far away. But the Gemara is going to ask this question. But now it's the Gemara is going to answer, all the Shefars were like in a circle. They were all around. So may the pastor say you found the money in between, which was in between these two pushkis. So, Moyesha Nimtzu Bein HaShkolim Nadavim. You found the money on the floor, in between the pushka for the shkolim and the pushka for the nadavis. What do you do with the money? Where did it come from? It depends. Karev the shkolim. If the money is closer to the pushka with the shkolim, yiflu the shkolim. The lachim of the rice, you go bust the karev. So put it back in the pushka for the shkolim. Mistarmer came from there. Linadavah. Let's say the money is closer to the pushka of the nadavah. Yiflu the nadavah. Throw the money back to the pushka for the nadavah. The shefar for the nadavah. Mistarmer came from there. What about machzel and machzel? It's mamish split in the half. You don't know which way it came from. Is yiflu the nadavah? The cloud is you go to chumra and say put the money for nadavah. Because from nadavah for sure we're going to buy a korban eilah, which a korban eilah is kulul Hashem. Mashenka, if you put the money back in the shkolim, you're not for sure the money will be used to buy the kabonis. Maybe you'll be for the shiurei halishka. It'll be from the leftover money that you don't use to buy kabonis. So the chumra, you have to go to chumra. Safik, put the money for nadavis. Because for there for sure the money will be used for a more Kaddish ticket thing for a carbon eilah. But the carbon eilah says, Yiflu l'shkolim, the boss of korav as linen k'dechiv, for all you see here ha'kreivim, el achlau. By the pasha of Egla Rufa, the Torah says, you find the mace outside the city, the closest city, that's the one we say the mace came from. To see, you go boss of korav. Mach tza mach yiflu nadavah, but gemar beforish time, why? Faita, Bein Eitzin Levoina. What's going to be found money in between the pushkas, the shofar, that was for Eitzin, money set aside to buy wood, and money to buy the Levoina? It's the same halacha. Kurvli Eitzin, Yiplu Eitzin. It's closer to the wood one, put it back into the shofar for Shal Eitzin. The Levoina, Yiplu Nadava. Put the money back into the shofar that was set aside to buy the Levoina from. Mach Tzalamach, what about if it's mamish found smack in the middle? Is Yiplu Levoina. The Svari is put this money into the shofar for the Levoina. Because that's more Kaddish. Because for the Eitzim wood, that's not a real carbon by itself. It's only a Hechsher carbon. Mashenkin Levoina, that's like a carbon by itself, Nemesha Akrovam. So Levoina has more Kedusha than the Eitzim do, therefore put the money back into the Loshefer for Levoina. Same thing, Ben Kinim Legoiz Leyoila. You found the money in between the Shefer, Shel Kinim and Shel Goiz Leyoila. Is Karav Lekinim, Yiplu Lekinim. Karav Legoiz Leyoila, Yiplu Legoiz Leyoila. What about machzel machzel? Yiflu l'goyz le'oyla. Put it into the one of goyz le'oyla means the birds that you buy for a korban eilah, because the korban eilah has more kedusha than the other one. Because was a shala how you learn the other one. The one man the yom and the mishnah Rabbi Yehuda holds they both went l'nadavis. They both went for korban eilah, so there wouldn't be an aftamina. But according to chachamim, kina meant the one for chayvis, which one went for chatis, one went for eilah. Mashenk and the Goyz Le'Oila, both of them went for Korban Eila. And the Korban Eila has more Kedusha than the Chatis, because the Korban Eila is Kulul Hashem. Therefore, it doubt which one it went from, put it Le Goyz Le'Oila better. That the money should be put for Korban Eila better. What about Bein Chul and Lamaisa Sheni? It has nothing to do with our Pushkas and Mishnah Stam. You found money in your house in between two different drawers. One drawer you keep Maisa Sheni in, one drawer you keep Chul in. Where does the money come from? Is Karav L'Chulin, Yiplu L'Chulin. If the money is closer to the pushka, you keep your chulin money, you have a right to say it came from that pushka, and it's chulin. L'maisa sheni, if the money is closer to the pushka of maisa sheni, yiplu l'maisa sheni. You have a right to, you have to say it came from there, put it there. What about machz l'machz? You found the money right smack in the middle, it's treat you go to chumra, and the din is, yiplu l'maisa sheni. You have to be nutty kedushas maisa sheni with this money, that you have to take it to Yerushalayim, and buy peiris there, and eat the peiris in Yerushalayim. Zeha klal, this is the klal of the Mishnah. That's one halacha. Midiraisa, there's the side of korv. If you don't know where it came from, there's two sides where it came from. Go bust the one that's nearer to. It's closer to. Lahokal. Even though you're going to kula, you're saying it's kulin, not maisa sheni, go to kula. Of a machzel, a machzel, whatever the money is right in the middle, and we don't know from where it came from, then the klal is lahachmir. You always put the money to a more chomadic place than the other one. Always go to chumra. Sati Gemara. Like how come the first Mishnah started off where you found the money between the Shkolim and the Dover? The Chura, they were far apart. They should have said better if you found the money between the Shefer Shel Shkolim and the Shefer Shel Kinim. Because that's what our Mishnah before said. There were 13 Shefers and there was a taklin, charatin, taklin, atikin, the two for a machzah shekel, and then it said a kinim. So it should have said, what's the meaning? You found the money between the shkolim and the kinim. Why does Al Mishnah say you found the money between the shkolim and the nadava? Have the Gemara, Rabbi Ovon, the shame of Pinchas, kimin buchlier hoyu asuyin. That it was made like a circle. So if it's not a kasha, why one is not next to the other one? They're all around the circle. It could be near either one of them. So the Korbanei, the Poroch Lehutzrucho, lo hoyu lo letana lishanas elamoyis, lishtan, should only learn, elamoyis shenimtsu bein shkolim lekinim. Sharei shofa shel shkolim hoyu samach lekinim. Kifi say the Rashni in the Mishnah. And there it says, Mishani kimin ko kublayim, pirish be eagle. It was made in a circle, soviv. Hoyo oimdin. Hoyo ashkolim, somach le nadova mitzadechod. Could be close to nadova mitzadechod. Like exactly here was a shkolim, here was a nadova, the opposite size, and it was right smack in between these two. So therefore, it was sitting in between the nadova and the shkolim one. Moramach, slamach, so yiplu the nadova. Says halfway, you don't know, put it in the nadova. Samara says, Loi tzurcha de loi machz la machz a yipu l'shkolim. He's gara sa porach. Loi tzurcha. Loi hevel la mei morella machz la machz a yipu l'shkolim. That's all should have said. Half and half, put it l'shkolim. Shemeviyim hem kabona siber hakavuyim. Like it's akasha. Why do you say you found the money in between the pushka shal shkolim and the dovis? You put it for the dovis. Why isn't it more common to put it back in the pushka shal shkolim? From the money of the shkolim, the new machzah shekel, you buy the korbanos tzibur for this coming year. So the chashim is after korban tzibur. Hakvuyim, ma'ashenkei nedova, sheinim el lekayetz hamizbeach. Ma'ashenkei the pushka for the davis, only for the davis. That means there's no chiyuv to bring those korbanos. They were only used when the mizbeach was empty. They used to buy a korban oila and use it then. But there was no chiyuv to bring it. So, Chur, if you have a question to put the money in the pushka for the machzah shekel, which was used to buy the kabbonas atzibur for this year, which is a chiyuv to bring it, the Chur, that's more choshev, that's more chomer than bringing a korban oil that's only in a nedava. So, why does the Mishnah say machzah, machzah, put it to the nedava? It shouldn't be put to the shkolim. Have the Gemara, is the boy meimah, someone say like this, Shema yiplo lishuri halishcha. If you put the money in the box, the taklin, charatin, in the new years, l'machzah shekel, it's not for sure they're going to use your money to buy the kabbonis like we had before. They used to take a trumas halishcha, but it was money shiur halishcha, the money left over there. The money left over in lishcha wasn't used for kabbonis. They were used for other purposes. So since it's not 100% zicha, your money from the shkolim will be used for the kabbonis, it's better to put the money in the pushka shel nedava, which for sure, they'll only use that money to buy a korban oila. So here you're sure it will be used for korban, but shekel in the shkolim, you're not sure. That's why it's better to put it in the pushka shal nedava. Yeah. That's one teretz. And if the boiler maimah, some want to say, machza la machza kemisha meis. In the case where we have in doubt if the money belongs for the shkolim or not, it has a loch like if somebody was mafresh money for machza shekel, and then he was meis. At loch is you don't use that money for kabonis. Here also, since the money is in doubt if it belongs to the machza shekel or not, anyway it wouldn't be used for kabonis. So therefore, you're better off putting it in a dava where it would be used for a carbon. And Amar Rav Yosi, Adiyano Tamon. When I was in Bavel, Shamet I heard, called Rav Yehuda Shaul Shmuel. I heard the way Rav Yehuda asked the Shaul to Shmuel. He asked him like this, Hifrish Shiklo Yemeis. What's going to be if somebody set aside his Machsa Shekel to give, and then he was meis. Before they gave it to the Beis Hamikdash, he was meis. What do we do with it? Is Omale Yiplu Nadova and Echnami. That money is not used for the Machsa Shekel. We don't use it to buy Korbanos Tzibur anymore, because the Bailam was mace. We're about to put it in Nadova. That's why it's very good the Mishnah says, if you find this money in between the Pushka Shel Shkolim and in between the Pushka Shel Nadova, so it has the same halacha like the Baal was mace, that the money goes in Nadova. That's why we use this money now in Nadova. Yeah. What do we do with the leftover money the Kohen Gadol set aside to buy his Asira Seifa? Every day he had to bring this mincha to Asira Seifa. What do we do with the leftover money? We had a machlokes before. Rabbi Yechon's shita was that money can't be used. You have to throw it to Yam HaMelech. Rabbi Elazar Weimer, Yiplu Nadava. It goes to Nadava. The Chulak Al Mishnah says that one of the six Sheforis here was for the Meister of the Aseret Sira Seifa. So leftover money set aside for Sira Seifon, he used to buy carbon oila for an adava. The kasha, have a kasha on this. The yesh chat is crave oila. Like the chura we had before, one of the pshatim were the six different shefaris of nadavas was for korban chatis, for korban oshim. So we asked Nakasha, how could the money set aside for chatis come for korban oila? The yesh chatis crave oila. Do you ever have a case that a korban chatis to become a korban oila? Like how could you say the money for chatis should now be brought for an oila? The chura the money was set aside dafka for a chatis. So the korban says the kasha of yesh chatis. I have a question now in the Mishnah. The Tony we learned Ben Kinim Machzah LaMachzah Yitlo LaNuk Dipkashis. If you found the money in between the Postish Shokinim LaMachzah LaMachzah Yitlo LaGoyt LaYoyla. You found the money in between the Pushka of the Kinim, which the Noshim Avachir to bring Korban Chattis, in between the other Pushka that was the Goyt LaYoyla, which is only for Oilis, you put the money in the Oilis. Is this lema kravi lagoyt leoyla kibun the raisas lina and basak kurva? If the money was kurv, that's very good. You have to go basak kurv. Have a kilo rain vade goyt leoyla. Elo machza machza de mesafkam. It is a smaker really. We don't know where this money came from. Did this money come from the pushka set aside for the kine chayvis, which is a korban chatas and leoyla, or did it come from the other pushka only from the davis? So what does the Mishnah say? Shadin and lula goyt leoyla. We put that money in the pushka for the korban leoyla. Is kasha, and this we have a kasha. V'chichatis yochel akrivo oilo misofik. The chur this ishlak has a chir to bring a korban chatis. And the money was set aside for korban chatis. So how can we take this money now and put it into the pushka shal oilois to bring a korban oilo from it? Now the Gemara, chisti yabashen rab shimim ben lokish. Tanai bezdin hu. This is a tanai bezdin. Ala moisrois she yikorvu oilois. Yeah, that is a tanai bezdin. Any leftover money from these things go for a korban oilo. So the korban eidu mishani tnai bezdin. Bezdin made a special condition here that the leftover money goes leoilus. He says, afagav the moisra is chatis same. Even though this considered leftover money from a korban chatis is, in other words, stand like we had this loch we had before. The leftover money from a korban chatis, what do you do with it? We said you put it in the dover for korban eidu. It's also a kasha. If the money was set aside for chatis, how could you use it for an eidu? Elamai, that's a tanai bezdin. That any money that's set aside when you don't need the money, use it for korban oila. It's hachinam here also. Tanai bezdin, this is a tanai bezdin. Sheikriv oilis. If you have a suffix where the money came from the korban chayvis, or from the oilis, put it to the oilis. That's where the money goes. So it's not shver how from the money we could use it to buy a korban oila. But for the Gemara though, ha'isha zois, but this isha, the lady, let's say she was chayiv, she was a yeledis. She has to bring a chatis. And she put this money in the can for chatis. So now the money was lost in between. We're saying, take that money and put it to korban oila. The chur, she doesn't have a korban chatis. How is this isha yaitza chayif? True, the money is a tanai bezdin. It goes to the korban oila. But how is she yaitza chayif at the Gemaron? For isha zois. But mahi mischaperis. Where does she get a kaporis? She needs a korban chatis. She doesn't have it. Amr Rav Yitzchok, there's also a tanai bezdin. There's also a tanai bezdin now. That I'm a sapik es a kinim. Whoever was makabel upon himself to give money to buy for the karbonis kinim is who mesapik es a psulis. He also has a chiyah to give extra money for any suffix, any money that's in doubt, whether it's for a chattas or for an oila. Like in this case, that the money was lost and found in between, that we throw the money to the pushka shalailis, that's what we do with this money. But the person that's mechayiv himself to give money for the kinim has to give extra money for that instead of that money. In other words, even though maybe the isha needs a chattas, her chattas will be brought from this extra money. Hamasapik, the one that's mechayiv himself to give money for the kinim, who mesapik as a psulis? He has to give the extra money also. Like he says, Avzum and Absulisi, Vesorach HaMesape Kinim, Liten Kinim Kefiyah Moisan Imsoim. The person who's makabel upon himself to give money for the Kinim has to give extra money connected to this money that was found. Vesorachten Chatis HaLasofik. Now, Lachim is bring a korban Chatis, Minasofik. Even though a behemoth Chatis can't be brought HaLasofik, however, Lachim is to Chatis Oif, Boyan HaLasofik. Vienna Necheles. By an Oif, you could bring a Chatis Minasofik. There with this money now, the money itself you found, you throw to the pushka shall oilis. But that isha is a suffix, maybe the isha needs it, so we have to have new money now, buy a chatis oif, and bring it, even though it's only in a suffix. Yeah. So now, let's deloy ben keteris liatsim, le levoina le zov le kaparis, The question is, why didn't the Mishnah say all the cases then? How come the Mishnah only said the first few cases if you found the money in between this shofar and that shofar? Why didn't it say the rest of the cases? Have you found the money between the shofar shokteris and the shofar shalaitim or levoina, lezov, lekaporis? Why didn't it say all the cases? Now the Gemara, or Tanisa the Sefer, Terah says, that's all Nichla in the Sefer of the Mishnah. Now at the end of the Mishnah says, Zeha Klal, Holchin Achir Akoriv, Machsla Machsla Hachmir. Now at the end of the Mishnah, the Klal means to say, these cases go on all the Yud Gimel Sheforis. Any Shefer you found the money in between one and the other, it's a Suffolk. If it's Koriv, put it into this Shefer. If it's Machsla Machsla, the Klal is always, you go boss of the one that's Muhammad. So that applies, therefore, the Din applies by all the Yud Gimel Sheforis. All right, let's stop here.